This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to Daf Shavua after Simchas Torah. So, the Gemara had a Shaila on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara wanted to know, Rav Masharshia mi Tosnaya, center of puppy, please teach me. The wife of the brother of your father's father and the sister of your father's father, what's the halacha? Do we say, well, the wife of the brother of your father is Aser, and the sister of your father is Aser, so a generation above is also Aser, or maybe it's not any different. And the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the fact that when we brought a brisa, what the shneos are, these were not on the list. And the Gemara says, well, the list was not an exhaustive list because it left out cases. And the Gemara asks, what else did it leave out that it left out these? And the Gemara says, it left out the shneos of Reb Chiya, which will be the subject of tonight's discussion. And basically, we're left with a question, what is the status of the wife of your father's father? And what is the status of the sister of your father's father? Right? Those are the two shilas, right? Everybody good? Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. Rav Hillel said to Rav Ashi, Ledidi chazi li shniyos mar brei de Ravna. I saw the list of shniyos of Mar, the son of Ravna. And there in that list, that official list, it was written 17. My love, Tamani Demasnisa. What would the 17 be? How you doing, Reb Philip? You're back in San Diego? Okay, welcome back. The Gemara said, the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph brought 8 shniyos by the Tanur Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, "My love, Tamanya de Masnisa, 8 of the Braisa, Vishis de Bei Rav Chiya, and the 6 of Rav Chiya. We're up to 14. Vahanach Tarti, and these two, namely the wife of your father's father and the sister of your father's father, Hashitzri, that's 16. And those are the 16. So it must be that these are Shniyos, says Gemara Ula Tamech. So Rav Ashi said back to Rav Hillel, and according to you, Shivsri Havin, there should be 17. Da'ika Eshas Achi Ha'im in Ha'im. What about the wife of the brother of your mother from her mother, that the Gemara concluded that that was Aser, because at the end of the day, it's your uncle's wife. So it's really 17. Says the Gemara, Holoi Kasha. That's not a question. Why is that not a question? Because either Hanach Tarti Didam Ladodi Kachado Chashavlu, either these two, namely the wife of your father's father and the sister of your father's father, are all considered like one. And Vahashitsri, and that's how you get 16. But the bottom line is Vahamikomakum Ladidi Chazin Landach Sivan Lesura, and any. You know, the upshot is that I saw that they were written le'isser. So that's a proof that your father's father's wife or your father's father's sister is taka usser. Amrale, so Rav Ashi said back to Rav Hillel, Ula tameich, and according to you, yavak sivla hateref. Let's say Ravna's list. Let's say the case is on the list. Let's say it would have said these are cases are mutter. Mihavis samchas alai, could you rely on it? Could you rely on demar brei de Ravna? Mihavis samchas alai, demar brei de Ravna michasim alai. If let's say the list would have said the following are mutter, would you have been able to rely on it? Of course not, because Ravna, Mar, the son of Ravna, didn't sign on it. Hashtanami dechsev lisura. Now that it says that the rasr lav mar brei de Ravna chasim alai. Mar, the son of Ravna, did not sign on it. So it's not a definitive list. It's not a authentic. It's not an authoritative list because nobody was willing to sign on it. So we don't know basically the authenticity of such a list. In other words, if it would have said that they're mutter, you couldn't rely on it. So now that they say that it's aser, you can rely on it. So the Gemara says, now we have a sort of a new sugya, and that is, what are the shniyos Rav Chiya? The infamous six shniyos of Rav Chiya, what are they? Says Gemara, Tana Dvei Rav Chiya, Shlishi Shebivnai, the third from your son. Rashi says, Shlishi Shebivnai, Bas Ben Binai, your son's son's daughter. Because your son's daughter is an erva. What about your son's son's daughter? That's one of the shniyos Rav Chiya. That's shlishi. Shlishi shebivnai. Vishebibitai. And third generation from your daughter, the daughter of the son of your daughter. Because your daughter's daughter is an erva. But what about the daughter of the son of your daughter? So your son's son's daughter or your daughter's son's daughter are shniyos. V'shebebenishtai. Now, what does that mean, v'shebebenishtai? And one's wife's son. What does that mean? V'shebebenishtai. That means, basically, his wife's son's daughter. His wife's son's daughter. Rashi says, "V'chein bas ben bina shel ishtai." The wife's son's daughter. Is that correct?
I think it's one more generation. Son's son's daughter. I'm not sure.
So Shlishi Shebivnai is the daughter of the son of your son. Vishabibita is the daughter of the son of your daughter. So it's third generation. So right, you're right. Who's that? Binyamin? Thank you. Vishabiben Ishtai would have to be Bas Ben Bina Shal Ishtai. Rashi says Vishabibas Ishtai is Bas Ben Bita, the daughter of the son of your daughter. So basically, third generation either from you or your wife. And then going up, Ravi Shebechamif, fourth generation up from your father-in-law. That's the fourth generation. That means the mother of the mother of your father-in-law. Now, how is that fourth generation? Your father-in-law is one, and his mother's mother is two and three, because we're counting your wife as one. So Gemara is going to ask, why over here, when going up, do we count the wife as one generation, and going down, we don't count the wife? V'shebechamoisai, and the mother of your mother-in-law. Shnia. So Amar le Ravina, le Ravashi, Ravina asked to Ravashi, Maishna lamalda chashav la ishtai, Maishna lamalda loika chashav la ishtai. Why, when you're going up, we count your wife, and when you're going down, we don't count your wife? Why, when we're going up, do we count your wife as one generation, so we count your mother-in-law's mother's mother as number four? That means we're counting your wife as one, but your wife's son's daughter or we count as a third. In other words, your wife's or your own daughter of the son of your daughter. That's three generations. We don't count your wife. So, Maishna Lamala, the Kachav Leishtai, Maishna Lamata, the Leikha Kachav Leishtai. So, Gemara says very simply, Lamala, the Sermikach Ishtai, when you're going up, where it's your father in law, mother in law, where it's only through your wife, Ka'asi, the Isser is coming from your wife, Kachav La, so we count her. When you're going up, the Isser is only through the Kach of your wife, so we count your wife. Lamata, but going down, the Yisur Lamikach Ishta Kasi, when we're talking about, for instance, the daughter of the son of his daughter, or the daughter of the daughter, or the daughter of the son of his son, where it's coming from you, Lamikach Ishta Kasi, Loikach Hashavla, we're not counting it. So Gemara says, well, wait a second, there are some cases going down where it's not from you, it's from your wife. For example, the daughter of the son of your wife's son, or the daughter of the son of your wife's daughter, but there are cases going down where it is through your wife, so why don't we call that Revi'i? Why don't you count your wife as one? So the Gemara says, I di detano shloish adaris lamata didei, since we taught three generations below him, v'loi chashva, and she wasn't counted because it's not through her, tananami gimel daris lamata didei, we count three generations below her, and we don't count her either, v'loi chashava. Okay. Now we have a shaila, vishniyos, Reb Chiya, is it ad infinitum or does it stop? Meaning Reb Chiya, let's say, said, the daughter of your son of your daughter. But does it go to the next generation? Says Gemara. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, shniyos de bei Reb Chiya, yesh lehen hefsek o yin lehen hefsek. The shniyos of the academy of Reb Chiya, does it have a hefsek, or does it have no hefsek? Tashmad Amar Rav. Rav said earlier, Dalid Noshim Yeshalhem Hefsek. Do you remember that? The bottom of Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph by the two dots. Rav said there are four ladies that have a hefsek, and those were the only ones listed. Those were the only ones listed. Says Gemara. So the Gemara, no, maybe there are more. Rav was going on the above-mentioned brisa, so he just picked those cases. He picked the case of because he was going on the above-mentioned cases. But maybe in Rav Chiya's cases also, they don't have hefsek. Tashma, Shlishi Uravi, right? We brought in a case of Shlishi Shevnoi V'Shevvitoi or Ravi Shevchamachim V'Shechamayis. That means only third and fourth and not fourth and fifth. Says the Gemara, Shlishi V'Yin Tfeiloi. No, Dilma Mishlishi V'Yachim Ravi V'Ech. What it means is from the third generation and on and the fourth generation and on. Okay. Now we have a new sugya. This is Mamish Gishmaka sugya. We know there's a famous klal by Gerim. Gershon Eskar Kakatan Shnel Adami. When a Gentile converts, he's like a newborn baby, and technically, if a Gentile converts with his mother, he's allowed to marry his mother, Medairaisa. The only thing is, the Rabbanan were afraid, as we're about to see, that if you marry your mother, people are going to say, wait a second, as a Goy you couldn't marry your mother, now as a Jew you can marry your mother. So what, Judaism is more lenient than Gentilism? How could that be that Yiddishkeit is more lenient than Goyishkeit? So therefore they assured Gerim to live with relatives, even though Midoraisa they're allowed to. Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman. Rav said to Rav Nachman, Chozimar Haimir Abana Da'asimir Mima Rava. Did the master see the rabbi who came from the west, the Amar, and he said, Boy Bimarava, in the west they had the following Shaila, Gozru Shnios Begerim, Oiloi Gozru Shnios Begerim. Did they decree secondary Arayos by Gerim, or did they not? Meaning we know Gerim cannot marry Arayos Medaraisa, that are Arayos Medaraisa. Can Gerim, two Gerim, who are related, but they're both converts, could they violate Isurei Drabbanan of Arayos? So that was the Shaila that was raised. Rava said to Rav Nachman that a certain young scholar in the West had the Shaila. So Rav Nachman sort of ignored the question, Amalei, meaning Rava asked Rav Nachman, did you hear the Shaila? And Rav Nachman did not respond if he did or did not hear the Shaila. Rav Nachman just was poshit the Shaila. Rav Nachman said, Amalei Hashta, wait a second. Now, Uma Erva Gufa, if an erva itself, ilav shelo yoimru ba'in mekdusha chamor lekdusha kala, if not for the fact that the rabbi said, well, you can't marry an erva when you convert, because otherwise people are going to say that you're coming from a more strict sanctity to a more lenient sanctity. People are going to say, what's going on? In his old religion, he couldn't live with an erva, and now in Judaism, he's allowed to. So if the only reason that we assert arayas midoy raisa for gerim is so that people do not feel that Judaism is a lenient religion, more lenient than the way things were for him before, Shniyos, Mibay, is there a question about Shniyos? Because Goyim were not Osir in Shniyos. So if they're not Osir in Shniyos, there's no reason to Osir them now. For Goyim, there's no reason at all to Osir Arayos for Gerim, other than the fact that it looks like things used to be more strict for him than when he converted. But if there was no Isir Shniyos for Goyim, so then there's absolutely no reason to Osir the Shniyos for Gerim, considering the fact that they have no real relatives, because Gershon is Geyer, Katan Shanela Dami, which means that all former relations are over, and he's like a newborn child, and he's not related to anybody. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, well, Gerim, once you mention converts, Hova Asul Yadan, once the subject came to us, Neima Behumilsa, let's say the following. Achin minoeim lo ya'idu. Brothers who have the same mother, who converted, cannot testify about each other. Vim hi'idu eidus anedus. And if they did testify, it's good testimony, because at the end of the day, they're not related. So two Gentiles that convert, they're allowed to testify about each other. They're not allowed to testify, but if they did, it's valid. Achin min ha'av, brothers from the same father who convert, me'idim l'charchil, they could l'charchila testify. Ameimar amar afilu achin min ha'im na'am im'idim l'charchila. Ameimar says, even brothers from the mother can l'charchila testify. By the way, the reason why arayos from the same father are more lenient, that there's an opinion that they could testify l'charchila, or actually where everybody says they could testify l'charchila, is because there's no paternity by Gentiles. We say zirmas susin zirmasam. The father is like a horse. So therefore, there's no paternal, in terms of yichus. We don't value the paternal line, because there's a klal zirmas susim zirmasam. Their relations is that of a sus. So Gemara wants to know, umayshtamei arayos, why are they different than arayos? By arayos, we say a ger that married his sister from his mother, he has to get divorced, even b'diavad, even post facto, even if he did. Not only is he not allowed to do it, if he did it, he has to divorce her. And why is it by edus we say that if you testify at the end, you shouldn't, but if you did, it's valid? Says the Gemara, the difference is like this. Erva lachom asura. Erva is given over to everyone. Meaning, arayos is something that everyone marries women. Therefore, if we allow you to keep your sister from your mother, you're going to come to allow arayos in Klal Yisrael. Because not everybody knows Gershon Eskar Katan Shnola Dami. So therefore, we have to be more machmer with arayos. But Eidos is something that's only given over to Bezdin. Eidos le Bezdin Masura, Eidos is given over to Bezdin. V'gershin es gayer, k'katan shana adami. And when Bezdin knows that a guy that converts is like a newborn child. So Tosis wants to know, here it's mashma, that the reason why we answer arayos by gerim is, Rashi says, if we're going to permit arayos for gerim, then people are going to permit arayos for Yisrael. And earlier we said the reason why we answer arayos for gerim is because people are going to say that Judaism is more lenient than Goyishism. So Tosfos wants to know, why do I need both svaras? So Tosfos says, very pashat, that the first svara only works, only is a reason to ask arayos for arayos that were usher to goyim. But arayos that are mutter to goyim, why would we usher them when they become a Jew? And for that, we need the svara that you don't become confused and say, well, if the gerim are allowed to have arayos, then why can't a regular Jew? Okay, we continue in the Holy Mishnah. Mishi ishlay ach. Someone who has a brother, mikamakaim, in any way, in any shape, size, or form, if someone has a brother, zoike kaseishas achiv, that brother, if his brother dies, will chain his wife's, his brother's wife, his brother's wife will be zakuk to him. Liibam, for yibam. Fi achiv hu l'chol davar. And he's considered a brother for everything. Unless you're a brother, chutz mi shiyeshal ach ben ashivcha, unless the reason why you're a brother is because you were born from a maidservant, umin ho avoy oyvedes kochavim, or from a Gentile, or from a Gentile. So then you're not really a brother because you're not Jewish, because you follow the mother. Mi shiyeshal ben mikol makom, if you have a child, no matter how, in what shape, size, or form you have a child, poiter, eishas, aviv, min ha-yibam. That child will pater the wife of his father from yibam, because at the end of the day, his father had a child. So we'll see, what does it mean, someone who has a brother under all circumstances? Someone who has a father, someone who has a child under all circumstances, will pater the wife of his father from yibam. V'chayiv al-ma'akasai. Any child will be liable for hitting his father, v'al kelelasei, or cursing his father, uvnoi l'chol davar, and he's considered a child for all matters, with the exception of chutz mi sheyesh lo ben min hashivcha, except for someone who had a child, a son from a maidservant, min ha'avedes kochavim, or from a guy, because since you're a guy, you're not the child of the father. So the Gemara says, mikol makom lasu yemai. What does the expression, someone who has a brother under all circumstances, is zoykeif, Eishes Achiv. What does that come to include? So the Gemara says, Nasuye Mamzer. Even if it comes to include a Mamzer. Then let's say you're a brother from a Mamzer. In other words, your father was married to Rachel. And they had a son, Shimon. And then your father lived with a married woman and had the guy, Reuven. And then Shimon dies, and Shimon had a wife. Reuven, who is a mamzer, but has the same father as Shimon, will be Zoykek, Shimon's wife. Quite a story. So in other words, even a brother, even someone who is a brother as a mamzer, will be Zoykek Liibam. Says Gemara, Pshita Tzavius Achivu, he's a brother. Says Gemara, Maldetim, I would have thought, Leilaf Achva Achva Mimne Yaakov. I would say, make a Gzereshava Achva Achva from the sons of Yaakov. That Achim have to be Achim Bekashrus. Mala Alon Ksherim, just like the sons of Yaakov, they're all Kasher, Vloy Psulin. Avkan Ksherin, Vloy Psulin. Kamash Malon. That, no, even a brother who's a Mamzer is Zoykek Leibum. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Hachanami. Why don't we say Eina Hachanami? Only brothers who are Bekashrus are Zoykek Liibam. Why do we say a brother is a Mamzer is Zoykek Liibam? Why don't we say you're not similar to Achva Achim Ibn Yaakov? Says the Gemara, Kivan Del Inyan Yibam Miftar. Niftar, since regarding Yibam, if you have a child, even if the child is a ben mamzer, even if the child is a mamzer, that child will pater from Yibam. In other words, let's say a man lived with a married woman, produced a mamzer, and then the guy died, that child will pater his father from Yibam. So just like a mamzer paters from yibam, kivan del inyan yibam niftar, since regarding yibam, a mamzer will pater her father, says the Gemara, Mizkak Nami Zakak. So a mamzer would also be Zoykek, the Eishas Hames. Since a mamzer patters.
The fact that a mamzer is Zoykek, that was mashma already in the previous Mishnah, right? The Mishnah that said that when a mamzer falls to a Yisraelis, that it's Choletzes, Velom, is Yavem. It was already mashma in that Mishnah that would be Zoykek.
You mean because we say a mamzer Kadu Chalitza? So Toysus asked that. Toysus, who asked that? Whose question?
Jonathan Talansky.
Jonathan Talansky. You've been on before? I don't remember.
Yes, I've been on before.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm Mordechai Bronstein's friend from Yagdiel.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, I just asked you your name. There you go. Okay. Excuse me. So the second to bottom Tosfos says, "B'gemara mefarish la su yemamzer." V'mtamer merisha shamin. I know that from the earlier Mishnah. Bas yisol and a sin of mamzer the chalas is lo yisabemes. So baruch shekivanta to Tosfos's kasha. In other words, I know from the previous Mishnah that a mamzer is zakuk liyibam because it says chalas is lo yisabemes v'yishloimer. Oh, had it just been for the first Mishnah, I would have thought that when is it Zakuk Liyibam if they're both Mamzerim, because nobody is really ruining themselves. But when the brother is kosher, maybe there's no Zika. Now, Marva Abaisai, can a Mamzer marry a Mamzeras? Yeah, right? So technically, Tosfos is saying maybe earlier we're talking about mamzer l'mamzeras. So that's not really chai ve'lavin. Is it? What's the halacha if a mamzer falls to a mamzeras? Can you do yibum?
It's not allowed.
So then, what's Tosfos saying? If it would be there, I would have thought when they're both Mamzerim. Well, if they're both Mamzerim, then why would you not do Yibam? Could a Mamzer do Yibam to a Mamzeras? What do you say about that? What do you say, Philip? Could a Mamzer do Yibam to a Mamzeras? I would think so, no? Okay, the shir is officially over, so whatever, if you're hanging out now, you're hanging out after the shir. What's Pshan Tosfos? Could a mamzer do yibum to a mamzer? Tosfos says, no, maybe Tosfos wants to know Jonathan's kasha that I know from the previous Mishnah, that a mamzer is zakuk liyibum. So Tosfos says, no, maybe that's only mamzer l'mamzeres. But here we're talking about where one of them is kosher.
Could be that Iker Hadin, they could do it. We just don't want to sort of propagate mamzerim. So whether both are mamzerim or only one is a mamzer, we only want chalisa, not evil.
Here, Rabbi, so we'll think about it, okay? Thanks. Welcome back, everyone.
Wait, can I ask something?
Yeah, sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.